The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
I'm Lance Lisowski from the Buffalo News. I am not joined by Catherine Fitzgerald for this segment. Unfortunately, we recorded the Play Action Podcast earlier Thursday morning, and it just so happens that as soon as each of us got home, we had news. That's this time of year, right? So the Bills are acquiring Chicago Bears wide receiver DJ Moore. This is a pretty big swing for Brandon Bean. They're not giving up much in draft compensation, a mid-round pick, but DJ Moore is turning 29 years old, a 1,000-yard receiver for more than half of his career, coming off a down year with Chicago. They had a new head coach, Ben Johnson, younger receivers and pass catchers more involved in the offense, never really seemed to get on the same page as Caleb Williams, but DJ Moore, two of his most productive seasons in the NFL came with Joe Brady as his offensive coordinator with the Carolina Panthers in 2020 and 2021. So DJ Moore steps in, veteran. This allows the Bills not to have to spend on a receiver in free agency. They probably didn't like the prices on the market. They do not necessarily now have to draft one in the first round. This will give them more freedom to use a first round pick on an edge rusher, like Texas A&M's Cassius Howell, for example, which I wrote about in Indianapolis during the combine. Edge rushers cost a lot of money. Receivers making a deal like this gives the Bills some freedom. They're going to have to do some work with the contract. DJ Moore is owed around $40 million over the next 2 years. It's a little steep, but you got a receiver who understands how to block, can play inside or outside, reliable throughout his career, can still get open. It's not the Justin Jefferson or A.J. Brown move that some fans wanted, but this is the first big move for the Buffalo Bills with Joe Brady as their head coach, and we'll see how it works. This really opens up the book on what they can do the rest of the offseason. I'm Lance Lisowski. Me and Catherine Fitzgerald will join you guys as soon as the dust settles from free agency, and we'll see what else we have to talk about. Thanks again.
Welcome to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Lance Lisowski, joined, of course, by Catherine Fitzgerald. Got a little bit of a different setup behind us, Catherine. Buffalo doesn't have palm trees, but we have whatever these things are.
I think it's lovely.
It is. It'll be some changes going on, some renovations to the studio, but we're going to keep it rolling. We were at the Combine last week in Indianapolis.
We sure were.
Next up is NFL free agency, so everybody asks what you do in the offseason, Catherine.
Everything.
This is it. And there was a lot of Bills, not news perhaps, but we got a lot out of our conversations with Brandon Bean and Joe Brady last week. First of all, I mean, we can run it down. I think it's a really interesting time of the year. You see a lot of teams across the league making changes, or they're going to be making changes. You know, Kansas City traded Trent McDuffie.
Yeah, big news.
On Wednesday to the Los Angeles Rams for first-round draft picks, and now the Chiefs have two first-round picks. Look across the league. I mean, Stephon Diggs got cut by the Patriots. So changes going on in New England after they reach the Super Bowl. You've got the Baltimore Ravens with the new head coach. So interesting time, but with the Bills, let's start off with Dawson Knox. I thought that was an interesting one. This is a piece of business that I'm sure we'll have clarity on in the next couple of days. But his cap hits $17 million, Catherine.
That is a lot.
It's untenable. Dawson Knox even acknowledged at the end of the season he knows the Bills are going to have to do something about that. They want to keep him. I'm sure he wants to stay. But, you know, if you're Dawson Knox's agent, you're looking at what the market of tight ends is, especially somebody who, with his experience, blocking ability, he would fit in a lot of different places. And it will be interesting to see how the Bills handle this.
I think so. You could hear from Brandon Bean, kind of in his voice, how much he wants Dawson Knox back and just to figure it out. But he understands the business side of it, how it has to work for Dawson as well.
Yeah, I think, and they need to, he's important. As much as we saw Jackson Haas really surprise a lot of people as a rookie, and Dalton Kincaid's going to come back, hopefully healthier, in 2026, they ran a lot of three tight end sets. They ran a lot of that heavier personnel, and Dawson Knox is such a key to that. Another talking point I thought was interesting was John Fox, longtime yes. NFL head coach, was added to Joe Brady's staff. It's a younger, if not younger, it's a more inexperienced staff, which I think is the trend across the league, honestly. But John Fox is somebody who's been to a couple of Super Bowls. Yeah. I think it was an important addition, not only for Joe Brady, but also Jim Leonard, you know, a defensive coordinator who's been going to be calling plays in the NFL for the first time.
Yeah, Joe Brady was saying how he'll be able to lean on John Fox in big moments, how also just during the week with defensive meetings, stuff like that, if, you know, he's sitting in on them, he's getting ideas as kind of the way Brady was saying it. And I think just kind of adding that experience, what, 16 years is huge.
Yeah, I don't think you can really measure what somebody like that can bring. And, you know, Brandon Bean worked with John Fox in Carolina, so he pulled on his connection there. And it sounds like Joe Brady and John Fox hit it off right away. You know, we were talking about, you know, in the first couple of days after Sean McDermott was fired, my concern was the type of staff that Joe Brady was going to be able to hire. But when you compare the people he brought in to, let's say, Las Vegas, for example.
Yes.
And, you know, Clint Kubiak got a late start because he won the Super Bowl at Seattle. I think it's a night and day difference just in terms of not only level experience, but the quality of coaches that Joe Brady was able to bring in. Part of that's you're in Buffalo. A lot of people know you can win here, but also you got a good start. And Joe Brady was able to pull in some of those Sean Payton connections, like Pete Carmichael, who I think is going to be really important.
Yes, I think that tree has really shown up in some of, you know, the strings he was able to pull here to build what I also agree is a good coaching staff.
We will get into the free agency part of this in the next couple of segments, Catherine. But I think especially when it comes to the combine, talk to a lot of players throughout the week. And I think it's pretty obvious at this point the Bills have been doing their due diligence on all the receivers, especially that group that's going in round one and round two. That's going to – I thought it was interesting just to hear what Brandon Bean said about the type of receiver that they need. I think we can probably ignore all the speculation about Keon Coleman at this point. He's coming back. Of course, things can change. But when you hear Joe Brady and Brandon Bean talk about Coleman – they seem like they're ready to see this player have a good offseason, come back in the right space. But who can you bring in to complement Coleman, Khalil Shakir, probably Josh Palmer? And not really a surprise, but Brandon Bean lists speed, a bigger X receiver. Sounds like Keon Coleman in a lot of ways. Somebody who can block and somebody who's reliable. They want somebody who's going to be able to build chemistry and trust with Josh Allen almost immediately in training camp. That was the one issue last year with Joshua Palmer, who he got hurt in the spring and it was just playing catch up from there. And it just, they were never on the same page. Coleman and Josh Allen were, but Palmer and Allen were not. And that's going to be, I think, something that will factor into the type of player that they're going to bring into that room this offseason.
Lance, you did a nice job laying out some options for whether it's draft, free agency, trade. So make sure if you're reading along at BuffaloNews.com, you're looking for that piece.
It's interesting. I mean, you're going to hear a lot about A.J. Brown. I don't think the Bills are going to go down that road.
No, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, he's reading a book on the sidelines and complaining constantly about how often he gets thrown the ball. But there's a lot of good free agents, even somebody like Brandon Cooks returning. You know, I think, to me, Catherine, I think they're going to sign somebody or trade for somebody, and they're going to use a draft pick on one. And we know that they like to have options, especially it's a loss. Tyrell Shavers is going to probably miss a good chunk, at least at the start of the season. Their confidence is going to be able to come back, but they need somebody who they can put on the field and is going to block, and somebody who's going to be able to stretch the field. That might not be one player where you get all these advantages from or all those skill sets, but maybe two. I thought that was definitely going to be something to watch. And we know that, I mean, this is a big offseason for that defense. It was going to be regardless of who the coach is, but especially when you're bringing in a new coordinator like Jim Leonard. And I thought that hearing Brandon Bean and Joe Brady talk about not really the challenge, they didn't even speak about it as a challenge, Catherine.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we think about going from, you know, a nickel based defense like the Bills had to a 3-4, and you think, oh my God, none of these guys are going to fit. But Brandon Bean seems so relieved that they hired a defensive coordinator who basically like insisted, no, I'm going to build this around the players we have. You know, some guys might not fit, but we're going to make this work.
Well, there's still a lot of buzz going from the combine. It's free agency, basically, starting up next week. It is here. It comes quickly every year. Let's talk about Bill's needs for a little bit. We can start with the offensive line because they could see a lot of change there.
Yeah, they certainly can, Catherine. As much they have Alec Anderson, they have Cedric Van Pran Granger. So if they do lose Connor McGovern and David Edwards, they like the depth that they've built at both of those positions. But Brandon Bean said on the day that Joe Brady had his introductory press conference that they're still going to bring in competition. They're going to follow the same model that they did a couple of years ago when they signed David Edwards and Connor McGovern. Sign a couple of veterans who you think that you can get cheaper and will flourish with your coaching and in your system. So those whether it's only a left guard or it's a left guard and a center, they're going to be in the market for an offensive lineman.
Yeah, I think, you know, Brandon Bean has spoken so highly of McGovern and Edwards, but just the money, I don't know if they're going to be able to make it work. That's so hard to bring those guys back. McGovern in particular, you look around the league at teams that need centers and he's going to have an interesting market.
Yeah, the draft class is usually as thin at center, but it's supposedly even more thin at center this year. And Tyler Linderbaum from the Ravens is going to get, he might get over $20 million, which means that Connor McGovern's getting close to $20 million. And David Edwards is supposed to, I think SpotTrack has him around $19.5 million. And those guys were so good. It is going to be a big loss trying to replace them, especially with all the other changes that you're going to see going into next season. But you can't, you only have so much money to spend. And it's not just about the quarterback. It's everywhere on the roster. And then, Catherine, you look at defense. They have a lot of guys. We'll talk on the third segment about who they may lose. But you look at, especially with Jim Leonard coming in, I think that right down that middle, the middle of that defense, you know, they've got to like what they have at corner with Christian Benford, Maxwell Harrison. Cole Bishop had a good year, but look at nose tackle, you look at inside linebacker, you look at safety, they're going to be in the market for some of those players.
I thought it was interesting when we talked to Joe Brady, how he was like, oh no, we've got nose tackles on our roster. And we were like, well, who? And he was like, that's up to you to figure it out. Like, you know.
Well, we know one of them is going to be Deion Walker, but it's a matter of who the other options are. We can assume it's going to be like Dwayne Carter. Like TJ Sanders is probably going to be more of a defensive end in this defense, but that was very funny. And it was also like Brandon Bean was asked about what skill set are you looking for in a safety next to Cole Bishop? Especially in this defense, you look at what Jim Leonard's going to want to do. He's going to want to run a lot of man coverage and he's going to do a lot of single high safety. And Brandon Bean explained that, well, Cole Bishop showed us last season, he can do anything. So if we find somebody who can play, you know, the single high and be more of a cover free safety type, then Cole Bishop will be closer to the box and vice versa.
Yeah. I think still we're going to see a lot of turnover on this defense and, you know, Brandon Bean always talks about how it starts with building up front. We talked about offensive line already. Defensive line, I think we'll see some change there, certainly. It's always a need, it feels.
Yeah, and they're going to balance. They're going to, when you're a general manager in the NFL, you're looking at what's the depth in free agency compared to the depth in the draft in terms of deciding where you're going to allocate your resources. You know, like, for example, this team needs another pass rusher. You know, Joey Bosa, can't imagine he's returning. Maybe AJ Epenesa is still an option, but even Lane and Jackson and Michael Lloyd are coming off season ending injuries. We don't know when they're going to be ready. You need depth behind Greg Rousseau or somebody who could play on the opposite side of Greg Rousseau. And free agency, you're somebody like even Khalil Mack, Catherine, is going to cost a lot of money. So I think edge rush or something they get in the draft, but you're looking at safety and linebacker, especially think about all the potential leadership this team may lose in free agency. And last August, that was one of the reasons why Brandon Bean brought in Jordan Poyer and Jordan Phillips. He said, we need more leadership on this defense. With who we lost, we know we're going to be younger. And I would suspect, especially going into a new scheme, they're going to bring in guys with experience and knowledge of a 3-4 defense or similar. You know, defenses, you know, probably at linebacker and safety would be my guess.
I think it'll be interesting even as the season goes on, how it used to always feel like, oh, this guy played once for the Bills, he's back. Yeah. I don't think we're going to see that exactly anymore.
No, and it's the Bills might benefit from the fact this is supposedly a deeper class for linebackers. It's a deep free agent class for linebackers, but somebody like you're hearing Leo Chanel is the one like player everybody wants is connecting to the Bills. And I get it. He's a really good player, played for the Kansas City Chiefs, won 2 Super Bowls, but there's going to be a market for him. There's going to be a market for Caden Ellis from the Atlanta Falcons. So how much can the Bills afford to spend there? You know, where's Terrell Bernard fit in their plans?
Yeah.
You know, he recently underwent surgery. You know, we'll talk about Matt Milano and Shaq Thompson in the next segment. Dorian Williams, where does he fit in their plans? Because I think he's going to have a pretty sizable role, no matter whether he's a chess piece or whatnot. They're going to use him quite a bit. But there are plenty of good players for them to sign that will fit with this defense and won't break the bank. And it helps that you don't have to bring in a corner. Those are very expensive positions. You don't have to necessarily bring it. You know, you're not bringing in an edge rusher in this situation. At nose tackle, Joe Brady's leaving it up to us guessing, but I'm going to say that's Deion Walker. So you're filling around the margins in some cases, but they're going to have options, and everyone's going to be looking to wide receiver. That's for sure. Catherine, in addition to Connor McGovern and David Edwards, the Bills, most of their losses might come on defense.
Yeah.
And the one that Brandon Bean was asked about that kind of, made me consider what it all meant was Tre'Davious White. They appreciate Tre'Davious White. He had such a great season. If he doesn't return to Buffalo in 2026, he's going to find work elsewhere as probably a starter based on how he played. But I didn't really get the sense from Brandon Bean's comments that Tre'Davious White's going to be coming back.
It sounded a bit like he was memorializing their time of, we had so many great times. Wish him the best. He did allude that it could be in Buffalo, but it didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to look for corners who can play man coverage. That's what this defense does. It's what Denver did, whether that's through the draft or free agency. Maxwell Harrison can do it. They should be confident in Christian Benford. Some people are saying that Benford's more of a zone corner and might struggle with the way this defense operates. I don't subscribe to that theory. So Tre'Davious White, I think with his strengths, it probably isn't going to be a fit. And you look at linebacker, and as much as you had to like what Shaq Thompson brought to this team, production plus the leadership, I just think it's time to get younger at that position. And whether that's through the draft or free agency, I just think that with all the struggles this team had against the run, and that's where it's going to start. Although they need to get to the quarterback, and we saw how important that was for teams in the playoffs, Jim Leonard spelled it out. We need to stop the run. And I think that is going to be their focus when it comes to finding linebackers. And although Shaq Thompson was serviceable in that regard, it's just age, health, and this is just an opportunity, not only for Jim Leonard, but Brandon Bean to just put their own stamp on this team. And you see the market, the other options they're going to have. And Shaq Thompson wants to start. He wants to be paid like a starter. I just don't know if that's going to make sense for the Bills.
I think he was very much, he met this team at a time where they needed him. And yes, it was like a right place, right time. Now moving forward, it's kind of like, can you recapture that magic?
Yeah. And I think if they were to bring him back, I don't think you can just guarantee Shaq Thompson a starting role.
No.
Just when you have Dorian Williams, I wouldn't count out Joe Andreessen when it comes to that competition. And they're going to bring in inside linebackers, free agency, the draft. There's going to be competition. I don't think you can make any guarantees. And Matt Milano is pretty similar, where he started to come on late in the season, coming off of that pectoral injury. I just think that you wonder how he would fit inside in a 3-4 defense, and they just need to get younger in those spots. I just think that with what they're going to be asked to do, there's going to be more blitzing with those linebackers. It makes more sense with what his market will be that you probably go elsewhere, considering the other options they'll have available to him.
A sneaky one that I'm curious about. I'm going to switch to offense.
No, you're good. Yeah.
Okay. Reggie Gilliam.
Yeah. He wants to return so badly. Yeah. He was so disappointed at locker cleanout when he spoke to reporters because he played more snaps on offense than at any point in his career. Yeah. He had such a big impact. And there was some frustration there with him that it was another offseason where he's facing that uncertainty. If they don't sign him, somebody will, because you see how offenses are going. Everyone's going heavier personnel. It's just that he probably played his way. He made $2 million last season.
Yeah.
He's probably going to make closer to $3 million. And if you're the Bills, you're deciding where you want to spend that money. I just think, especially when it comes to, Dalton Kincaid's injury history, Dawson Knox is, 30 years old at this point. Reggie Gilliam's got some versatility to his game where you can line him up as a tight end. I wouldn't want to use a draft pick on a fullback. And
no.
I mean, he's already one of the best in the NFL, so why would you go to free agency? Continuing that relationship just makes too much sense to me to say farewell.
Yes, I think, and you talk to him then, you could just feel it in his heart. He wants to be back, which doesn't always make the business match up, of course.
Yeah, he was so excited because he got through this past season injury-free, which was not the case the year before when he played through quite a bit. And he played well. He had such a big role in James Cook winning that rushing title. And wide receiver, I think that wide receiver, we'll see about Joshua. Like, the cap implications don't make sense for them to end up cutting Joshua Palmer, but I assume Curtis Samuel's going to move on.
That would be my guess.
Bad timing for Gabe Davis to where the knee injury happens. So
oh, gosh, yeah.
If he plays next season, he's not going to be signing anywhere anytime soon. Catherine, I just look around the league, although internally the Bills don't have that one free agent, it's Brandon Cooks. And I think that if you're not going to pay for somebody, I wouldn't pay somebody like Rashid Shaheed, for example, Catherine. I would much rather just pay Brandon Cooks and then draft wide receiver. If you want that field stretching option, I know that everybody wants Alec Pierce. They want these guys that are going to get $20 million. That's just not, it doesn't seem like the Bills are equipped to spend that much money right now at that position. Especially just hearing the comments from Brandon Bean and Joe Brady, I think it just makes more sense that you already have a guy who has chemistry with Josh Allen.
Yeah, and it came quickly. And imagine a full offseason.
He's got the leadership that you're going to be looking for, especially when you're losing guys like David Edwards and Connor McGovern on offense. I think he is somebody that I wouldn't let walk out the door, just given what he showed. I know there were a couple of drops there, but the guy was almost always open. And who could you say that for on this offense when it comes to downfield targets?
Well, there will be plenty to follow throughout. We'll be writing so much on BuffaloNews.com, and we'll be back after the free agency gets going here on the Play Action Podcast. So make sure you're subscribing wherever you listen.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations: Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.